Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Mary Ann Salina with me from Nationwide, and we're going to talk about some insurance needs. And folks, insurance is one of those things you got to have, so listen in. This will save you a lot of money. So Mary, you're going to make your first singing debut?
I am.
Go ahead.
Don't stop believing. Okay. Get some insurance.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, we're good. That was a quickie. Hey, on a serious note, let's talk a little bit about insurance because it's getting more and more important. I think, it's fixing to get cold. Let's talk about hail. Let's talk about the weather. Let's just talk about Nationwide and what y'all are going to provide. When I go sell a house and I say, call Mary, call Selena, get a quote, and they get a quote from you, tell me what happens.
Well, first of all, my office, Houston and Lisa Copeland Nationwide Insurance, we're the number one nationwide office in the United States. So whenever we call adjusters, claims agents, they know who we are. So believe it or not, there is some power in numbers. And with Nationwide Insurance, I think the easiest thing to sell about Nationwide is just the service plus the coverages, especially your water coverage. If you've got any kind of a slow leak underneath your foundation that's been going on for 365 days plus, you're going to be covered with us. A lot of the insurance companies, if you do have any kind of a slab leak or slow seepage under your foundation, you have to detect that damage within 14 days. With Nationwide Insurance, it could have been ongoing for 365 days plus, and we're not going to question you.
Well, let's talk about water. That's a huge deal because, like you said, a lot of people do not cover it, period.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had a really, really big rainstorm at my house, and unfortunately we hadn't put the gutters up yet, and so there was some rising water coming in from the backyard into my home, and unfortunately that is not covered. Sudden and accidental rising water coming in from the street is not going to be covered, I guess, because we as an insurance company see as you being able to avoid that. So if that seems to be a problem, then you can add a flood policy to a policy.
I don't think anybody covers that.
Well,
though.
No, they don't. But you can add a flood policy to your insurance for about $200 a year. Now, if something floods on the interior of your home from like a pipe burst, an RO system leaks, any kind of a shower pan issue in the bathroom, anything in the kitchen, that's going to be covered. But anything that's coming in from the outside of the home into the house will not be covered unless you have a flood policy.
But most companies don't cover if it's from the inside of the house, in a slab.
If you have a flood policy, it would be covered. Rising water would be covered.
But I'm talking most companies will not cover inside the property if just a normal policy.
True.
Okay, but you're saying in the slab, if we have a slab, like if there's a busted pipe in my slab, you are going to cover that.
Absolutely. Say,
that's huge.
For instance, you're walking along the floor, you're barefoot. The floor feels warm and you suspect that you could have a slab leak. You go ahead, you call a plumber, you get a plumber over there, he can detect the water underneath the slab, boom, you're covered. With all the other insurance companies, that water has to make itself seen. Has to come through the carpet pad, tile, wood, baseboard, sheetrock. But with Nationwide, you can just suspect that you've got a slab leak. Also, that slab leak could have been ongoing for 365 days. All the other companies, you have to detect that water damage within 14 days. So that's
And Mary, that is covered at 100%, right?
Absolutely. Say your house appraises for $220,000. We're going to give you up to $220,000 for any water damage.
That is huge, folks. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, especially in San Angelo, most of us have an RO or for sure, a water softener, but for sure an RO just because our water's not the best.
Now, keep in mind, you've always got to meet your deductible first. So, you've got to pay your deductible. But yeah, anything over that's going to be covered.
Let's talk a little bit back about flood insurance. Flood insurance is still a huge deal. It's not, it got to be a no big deal to, we couldn't sell houses. It got so bad, and now it's kind of getting a little bit more under control. I know TAR, and I know y'all are certainly the favor of TAR right now. On flood insurance, if your house, and you mentioned it earlier, I know this, if your house isn't in the floodplain, flood insurance is cheap. It's like you spend
absolutely
a couple $100. It's kind of a no-brainer almost. If you are in the floodplain, it's a different story, though.
Absolutely. Flood insurance can be quite expensive. We also need to determine if you're buying a house in a flood zone, is there a flood elevation certificate that the city has on file? Does the seller have a flood elevation certificate on file? If you have that certificate, it can save you half price on any kind of flood insurance that you have to add to, in addition to your homeowner's insurance. A flood policy is going to be required. And if you've got the numbers off of that certificate, we put it into our system, and you'd be amazed at how much money you can save if indeed the property is elevated.
Let me tell you exactly what we do in our office. if we know if it's in a floodplain, if we suspect it's in a floodplain, we're going to check it out. In fact, due diligence of any real estate agent now, mm-hmm. we're asking San Angelo, if you do this, let's get it done. And sellers, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think it is, and you maybe not, because sometimes when you get that flood certificate, you find out it's really not. Mm-hmm. Our second, just what Mary just said, is it's not very bad, which means your flood insurance is not very expensive. But by the same token, if it is bad, you need to know that up front. Because if we just put it, ladies, right now, if I say, I got a house for sale and it's in the floodplain, that's all I tell you. Do you want to buy the house?
A lot of people are going to say, yikes.
That's what they're going right. to say, or H, no. I mean, that's what's going to happen. If I say, okay, it's in a floodplain, but it's a barely minimum, it's going to cost you about $250 more a year. Do you care now?
No, not at all.
Not if you like the house. I mean, because that's nothing. In fact, $250 a year is kind of almost a safeguard, like you said, if it rains real hard. Because in West Texas, y'all know, we get no rain for 6 months, and then we get 10 inches.
Right.
So it'd be nice to have anyway. So what she's telling you, and I agree with Mary 100%, get if you're worried about it, you know, if you're on the top of a hill, you're probably safe. If you're not, let's go ahead and get that flood certificate. Call the engineer. They will do it for you. It usually runs around $500.
I'm glad you brought that up because there are some companies out there that are selling. I don't think it's a very reputable flood policy that they're selling it because they're undercutting the prices. We need to remember that flood insurance is regulated by FEMA.
Right.
So whatever I quote on flood insurance, every other insurance company ought to be quoting the same policy. There are some companies out there that are like a fraction of the price of what we are, and I think you just have to remember if it's too good to be true and the pricing it normally is.
I've always said that when somebody says, I'm so cheap and I do the same thing. Can you really be? I don't think so. But so, and use common sense too. In fact, I'm selling a house. It's fixing to close. I talked to the lady. This was yesterday. And she said, I got a quote y'all listen to this. Y'all tell me. And she may be listening to the radio. She'll get mad at me for using this. But she's bought a little rent house. The whole insurance policy is $280. With hell insurance and everything, that sounds too cheap to me.
Well, it depends on when the house was built. And if it's
an old house.
Well, is it a brick house?
Yes, it is.
Brick is less to expend to insure versus any kind of asbestos shingle, masonite.
Sure.